You're listening to SBS News.
Anna Maria Ciaccarelli and her family are self-isolating in Sydney when they were supposed to be soaking up the sun with relatives in Italy this month. When travel bans hit, the family had to axe their six-week Europe holiday. Miss Ciaccarelli requested flight refunds, but she only got back 40%.
They're offering vouchers, but I mean, how do we know after this what the world's going to look like next year and the year after?
Her daughter Annalisa had planned to do some solo travel afterwards and opted for flight credits. But because she booked last October and the credit is only valid for a year, she now only has 5 months left to use it.
So hopefully everything calms down by then, otherwise I'm in a predicament.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says normal consumer guarantees don't apply during the pandemic. This means refunds and credits could be a challenge. Chairman Rod Sims says right now it all depends on terms and conditions. Anyone who was supposed to be flying during the pandemic is entitled to the airline's terms and conditions from the date they booked it.
If you had a fully refundable ticket, or if there's no term and condition that prevents you getting a refund, then you can rely on that term and condition to get a refund, and the companies can't deny that.
He says airlines should show some leniency.
I think companies, if they want to maintain some goodwill through this pandemic, they've got to firstly honour the terms and conditions, and secondly, if they're not obliged to give a refund, they've got to give a credit far enough out so that people can use it. Nothing worse than giving something that people really can't use. That's just going to create friction, customer disloyalty.
The global airline industry used to be worth $880 billion. Now losses are huge. Airbus's chief executive has reportedly warned workers the company was bleeding cash at an unprecedented speed. And today Emirates has announced it will refund 500,000 tickets by dipping into cash reserves. Back home, Virgin Australia, which went into voluntary administration last week, is offering free of charge travel credits if you're flying before September 30. But for Miss Ciaccarelli and her family, credits with any airline weren't worth the risk. They're just grateful to be safe at home.
I just think you got to take life, you know, with all the punches, and you know, when it's good times, you got to go with that, and then when you've got setbacks and stuff, you just got to sort of deal with it. There's always hope.
The dream holiday can wait. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.